4F, Railroad Crossings. 4F-1, Signs, Signals, and Markings. Railroad crossings have signs, signals, and markings to warn drivers of the hazard. In addition to the round advanced warning sign and crossbuck, there may be a large white X, the letters RR, a no-passing zone, and/or a stop line painted on the pavement. 4F-2, when approaching a railroad crossing, do so at a constant controlled speed, fast enough to coast across tracks if vehicle engine stalls, and slow enough to stop if necessary. Expect a train on any track at any time. Stop for any of these warnings. A signal indicating a train or on-track equipment is coming. A crossing gate is lowered. A flagman signals a train or on-track equipment is approaching. Train or on-track equipment is clearly visible, or train whistle is heard and would be hazardous for you to cross. A stop sign is erected at such crossing. When required to stop, stop at the stop line. If none, stop not less than 15 feet nor more than 50 feet from the nearest rail. Never drive any vehicle through, around, or under any gate or barrier. 4F-3, after stopping. Make sure all tracks are clear. Make sure there is room for your car on other side of tracks. Watch for vehicles that must stop at railroad crossings, such as buses and trucks carrying hazardous materials. Do not change gears when crossing the tracks. Watch out for multiple trains or on-track equipment. 4F-4. Get out of stalled vehicle. If the vehicle stalls on a crossing, get everyone out and off the tracks immediately. Move in the direction the train or on-track equipment is expected. If no train or on-track equipment is seen, immediately call the 1-800 number on the crossing sign to try to stop the train or on-track equipment. If a train or on-track equipment is coming, stay clear of the tracks. Call 911. 4F-5. Railroad Emergency Notification System, ENS. The typically blue-colored ENS sign is at every highway rail-grade crossing and provides the public with a 24/7, 365 telephone number to call to report problems or emergencies at these railroad locations. The sign is either located on the black and white crossbuck or near the actual crossing. The toll-free ENS number is answered by railroad dispatchers who are the first line of defense to attempt to stop all train traffic at the crossing during an emergency. Directly below the dispatch number on the ENS sign is a Department of Transportation number that identifies the exact location of the crossing in question. By following the information on the sign, the public can report unsafe conditions, such as 1. Malfunctions of warning signals, crossing gates, and other safety devices at the crossings. 2. Disabled cars, trucks, or other vehicles blocking the railroad tracks at the crossings. 3. The presence of trespassers on the tracks or along the right-of-way at the crossing. And 4. Any other information relating to an unsafe condition at the crossing. 4F-6. General Railroad Crossing Information. Motorists must use extra caution at railroad crossings. Trains or on-track equipment cannot stop quickly. Never try to beat a train or on-track equipment across the tracks. Even if it is a tie, you will be the loser. Do not shift gears when crossing railroad tracks. You might stall. Trains or on-track equipment cannot stop quickly. An average 150-car freight train traveling 30 miles per hour requires a stopping distance of 3,150 feet, or 3/5 of a mile. The same train traveling at 60 miles per hour requires 8,500 feet, or 1 3/5 miles, to stop. Always expect a train or on-track equipment.